Well, hello everyone. It's JSC on Webinar here. Happy Saturday. So we have come to the weekend, and if you recall, our Bible reading is for weekdays only. We use the weekends to catch up to where we're supposed to read, or we reflect on what we've already read. And so I want to summarize the 25 chapters that we've read in the past week. Can you believe it? 25 chapters of Genesis and Exodus. So incredible. You may recall that on Monday, we read Genesis 40 to 44. In chapter 40, we learned about the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt and how they ended up in prison and met Joseph, who interpreted dreams for them. In chapter 41, we hear about Pharaoh's dreams and how the butler finally remembers that Joseph is someone who interpreted his dreams. And Joseph gets brought before Pharaoh, gives an interpretation of his dream, and from that interpretation and his recommendation, he gets promoted to be prime minister of the entire land. How incredible. And in chapter 42, we find out that the famine hits hard, and it hits Jacob and his sons too. And they travel all the way to Egypt to buy grain from their brother, Joseph, and they don't even recognize him. And then we learn about how Joseph puts them through a little bit of a trial to go get Benjamin. In chapter 43, we learn about how they return with Benjamin and Joseph's emotional reunion with Benjamin. In chapter 44, we read about Joseph's intriguing plan to plant a cup in Benjamin's bag to implicate him as a thief and try to get the brothers to confess how they would treat Benjamin as the one who was now going to be the slave of Joseph according to the plan. And so that was Monday. On Tuesday, we read Genesis 45 to 49. In chapter 45, we learn how Joseph was revealed to his brothers. What a shock for everyone. In chapter 46, we learned about Jacob's journey to Egypt and his hesitation and God's reassurance that he was with him and that he would see his son Joseph. And then the people of Jacob's family settling in the land of Goshen. In chapter 47, we read about how Pharaoh meets Joseph's family and Jacob. We also read about how Joseph dealt with the famine. Man, the guy was shrewd. And then we read about Joseph's vow to Jacob that he would bury him in his own burial plot in the land of Canaan. In chapter 48, we read about the blessing of Jacob on Joseph's sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And in chapter 49, we read about the last blessings and curses of Jacob upon his sons. On Wednesday, we read Genesis 50 to Exodus 4. And Genesis 50 told us about the funeral of Jacob and how the brothers and Joseph went all the way to bury him in the land of Canaan. And it was a great mourning. And Joseph's brothers were a little worried after their father died, but Joseph reassured his brothers. And then we learn about the death of Joseph. Now he told them that God is going to bring them up from the land and to make sure they carried his bones so that he was buried in a coffin so that at any time he would be ready to go. And then we read the book of Exodus chapter 1, where we found out that the relationship between the Hebrews and the Egyptians went sour. And all of a sudden the Hebrews were slaves in the land of Egypt. And we read about the horrible command to throw every son who is born into the river. In chapter 2, we learn that Moses is born into this environment, and we see the amazing foresight of his mother and her faith, where she puts him in an ark and puts him in the water, and he's finally found by the daughter of Pharaoh, who actually employs his mother to take care of him. We also learn about Moses and how he thought he was going to save the people, and ultimately he was spurned by the people he wanted to save and ran away to the land of Midian. In chapter 3, we learn about Moses at the burning bush, where he encounters God and receives the command to go and save the people from the Egyptians. And in chapter 4, we read about the signs that God gave Moses to display to Pharaoh. We also read about Moses going and finally meeting up again with his long-lost brother, Aaron. On Thursday, we read Exodus chapters 5 to 9. In chapter 5, we learn about how Moses and Aaron go in boldly and talk to Pharaoh, and then ended up making more work for the Israelites so that the Israelites are so upset with them. And then we learn in chapter 6 about God's plan to start to send plagues upon Egypt. And then in chapter 7, we learn about the very first plague, the waters becoming blood. In chapter 8, we read about the plague of frogs and the plague of lice and flies. And then we got to chapter 9, where we learned about the livestock being diseased, the boils being upon the land, and the horrible hail that destroyed all the crops. On Friday, we read Exodus chapter 10 to 14, and we learned about the last three plagues, the locusts, the thick darkness that was upon the land, and in chapter 11, we hear about the death of the firstborn. In chapter 12, we learn about the institution of the Passover and the fact that the Israelites put blood on the lintels and the doorposts of their houses. And it was this blood that made the destroyer not destroy them when the death of the firstborn came. And yes, we learned about the death of the firstborn, where there was not one person who was spared death in their houses in Egypt, but all of Israel was spared because of the blood of the Passover lamb. And then we learn about the Exodus, where they were suddenly thrust out of Egypt and left without having their bread leavened, without even really being prepared, but how they also plundered the Egyptians by asking, as the Lord commanded them, for stuff and getting all stuff before they left. In chapter 13, we learn about the institution of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, and then we also learn about the law of consecrating the firstborn, and we learn about Israel's initial adventures in the wilderness. In chapter 14, we see the very dramatic presence of the Egyptians that led to the Red Sea dividing and the Israelites walking on dry ground. That was an incredible summary of these 25 chapters that we've read over the last week. I encourage you to go back, read again, be encouraged, be strengthened in your faith, and we look forward to Monday when we start again with Exodus chapter 15. Have a great weekend.